meant that I heard little from my father about his childhood, save for the hardship that came early to him after his father died just before partition, from what I understand were health problems brought about by an excessive work ethic. Though my father's childhood stories were rare to my ears, even they subsided when the subject of partition came up, at which point he would either go to bed, work, or silently disappear behind a newspaper. All I knew about partition from both my parents was that it was horrendous, that the family somehow survived, and that my father's family lost everything and came to Delhi as refugees. Saturday night in West London was the Indian social night. A merry band of my parents and their friends would congregate in someone's house on a rota basis. This was the surrogate extended family that all of these NRIs, or non-resident Indians, seemed to have hankered for. Inevitably, all of them had little family in the UK, so the weekend was the smash-and-grab opportunity for them to get their Desi familial fix before returning to the not-altogether warm welcome of daily English life. Spices, herbs and fruit from Mother India were not readily available, a curry being something that came out of a packet to which you added boiling water and, by enforcement of some diabolical bylaw, had to contain sultanas. And so food from home was un-